kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samantala, sa ibang ulat, nagbabala ang mga mental health specialist na limitahan ang media exposure sa kasagsagan ng coronavirus pandemic. Ayon sa kanila, normal ang makaramdam ng pagkalito o takot lalo na sa gitna ng krisis. Ngunit pagpapaalala din nila, ang sobrang impormasyon ay maaaring maging panganib sa kalusugan. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Kaliwat kanan ang mga nakaka-stress na balitang ating naririnig sa radyo, TV at social media. Ayon sa mga eksperto, ang sobrang pagbabad sa media ay nagdudulot ng mga negatibong emosyon. Ayon kay Professor Nicholas Proctor ng University of South Australia, una ay dapat tanggapin ng mga tao na isang healthy response ang pagkabahala at pagpanik. Pangalawang hakbang ay hinda ang sarili sa maaaring mangyari. Kabilang dito ang pagplano kung anong impormasyon at media coverage ang tututukan.
Have a plan to be able to deal with that. Control what you can within your environment. So, you know, choices around public transport, choices about going to a restaurant, choices around jumping into an Uber or not jumping into an Uber. Whatever it may be, if you have a plan for how you're going to manage that and be able to stick to that plan, you're really going to be guided by the facts. So listening to your public health messages, listening to, particularly in times like these, to abide by the government public health messages, staying connected at appropriate times, calibrating those appropriate times when not to be overexposed to media.
Aminado ang migrante na si Erdem Koch na isa siyang news junkie. Ngunit ayon sa kanya o ngayon ay pinipili na nila ng kanyang asawa ang mga pinapanood at binabasa habang naka-self-isolate sila simula nang bumalik overseas.
We have now made the conscious decision to switch off at least for large parts of the day and only really watch, you know, the evening news bulletin or the morning news bulletin and not be constantly, you know, fed the negative news that is coming in while you are in an environment that is actually quite suitable to negativity. And so, I think with that decision now, it'll be interesting to see how we go over the next few days.
Dagdag niya, kailangan niyang mag-adjust sa mga limitadong galaw, lalo na pagdating sa ehersisyo.
You can't go for a run. And so, naturally your body is not producing endorphins as much. And so you try and do a little bit around the house to the extent that that's possible. But it's all about mental resilience at the moment, I think. And again, with a 7-month pregnant wife, you're trying to remain as positive as possible and really just remind each other that it's actually not that bad, even though it may feel that way sometimes.
Samantala, ayon kay Omar Al-Kasab, sinusubok ng kasalukuyang krisis ang lakas ng mga tao. Ayon sa kanya, dumaan siya sa mga mahirap na pagsubok sa Syria. Tumakas siya dahil sa mga kaguluhan at muling nagsimula sa Australia. Payo niya, mahalagang isipin na may katapusan ang mga mahirap na sandali sa buhay at dapat gawin mo ang iyong makakaya upang harapin ito.
Like, you can't just go and be like, alright, I'm not going to do anything about it. No, you can take precaution, but life goes on, and the realization that we will get through it and we will actually win, like against the disease, will help us positively move forward.
Dagdag niya, kailangan ng mga taong tulad niya na dumaan sa mga kaguluhan na alagaan ang mental health dahil maaaring mag-trigger sa kanilang mga dating trauma ang mga pangyayari ngayon.
When you go to, like, you know, the shop and you don't find sugar or, you know, flour or stuff like that, that's exactly what happened in my case, because there was a lack of those, and you know, suppliers won't get anything into cities that are going through war. So those experiences are triggered, and people who have experienced trauma because of those things, they have to be aware of it.
Nasa ilalim din ng karagdagang pressure ang mga magulang ayon kay Professor Nicholas Proctor dahil kailangan nilang harapin ang sariling emosyon at emosyon ng kanilang mga anak. Ayon sa kanya, lumabas sa pananaliksik na mas na ma-manage ng mga bata ang kanilang sariling emosyon kung marunong din mag-manage ng emosyon ang mga matandang kasama nila. Rekomenda niya ang prangka at wasto sa edad na mga diskusyon.
Talking with children about not blaming anyone for this situation, helping them to be able to see kindness in others, explaining concepts like virus and isolation, and even words like pandemic in sort of age-appropriate terms, I think is really important. And it will help us help them. So, what we're really wanting to do is stay connected and helping each other to be able to stay connected through accurate but age-appropriate messaging is really important.
Habang nasa 10th araw naman ng self-isolation, si Erdem at kanyang asawa, naisip niya na may positibong epekto ang pandemic dahil nagkakaisa sila bilang isang pamilya.
There's something weirdly nice about being in this all together and being in this all together around the world. We have a Turkish background, so we always speak to a lot of family and friends back in Turkey. And they're the same, and that country is in partial lockdown at the moment. And there's something weird about being in this at home all together. And so you're trying to just check in with people as much as possible and just get that energy from each other. But it's a conscious effort, right? It doesn't come naturally. And that's the part I think we're trying to focus on the most.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.